Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desatarane. So some years ago, at Sachinandan Maharaj's request, I began to share with the devotees in the evening different pastimes, read, not spoken, so that all the details were very precise rather than wandering into other subject matter. He suggested that at night this was more suitable because it didn't excite the intelligence as we wished to do in the morning. So I was thinking what pastime I should study this year and prepare. And I was thinking of a subject matter that I really wanted to go more deeply into. And that was the pastime where Krishna blessed the brahmanas' wives. The brahmanas were brahmavadis, not Vaishnavas. They came to Krishna, giving everything, and he sent them home. He sent them home. So in days of old, when I was a much younger devotee, this particular pastime used to worry me a bit. It evoked a kind of a fear, because I knew that these pious ladies were so exalted in their meditation and their devotion to Krishna, and I certainly was not. So what if I was to try to make some steps towards Krishna in my fallen condition? He would certainly send me home. And he would say, I think you need to go home. So I would feel then very dejected, rejected. And perhaps I would lose on both sides because I wouldn't be able to attain a foothold on a spiritual platform. And at the same time, I would become very underconfident and unable to enjoy material pleasures as well. So this fear was one of the things that prompted me to study this particular pastime. And there was one other point that struck me quite deeply when I first read this Leela. In the Bhagavatam, there is a verse in the 21st chapter, just leading into the pastime, where Krishna glorifies the trees of Vrindavan. And this verse, a very special verse, has been taken by Krishnadas Kaviraj and placed within the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it is given as a glorification in the chapter describing the tree, the devotional tree that Lord Chaitanya is the root of, he's the gardener of, and he's the tree, the trunk itself. And this verse describes that one should live always for the pleasure of others. And it glorifies how trees give and give and give and give. And perhaps I had a little reservation about this verse as well, because I certainly found myself, if I examined, introspected, relatively selfish. But Srila Jiva Goswami, he comments and he says that one who lives for the benefit of others is known as a devotee. So I found this very sobering, because it's very nice to have a pleasurable pastime story at night, very pleasing, but when Krishna is speaking in this way, I understood that, as Maharaj was very nicely explaining, we have to go deeply into our Krishna, hearing Krishna conscious pastimes, if we want to actually receive this transcendental transformation, so that instead of having these reservations and hesitations that maybe I won't be accepted, or the purpose of my Krishna consciousness is to have a good time, we must come to this very high level. So naturally, I still feel doubtful about my ability to do that. But when I feel that kind of doubtfulness, I recognize it as a gift. It's an opportunity. As Maharaj was saying, it's an opportunity to stand on the threshold of a new way of looking at things and be willing to take a step in a direction that I don't actually know whether I can be successful in. And then I find, in order to do that successfully, we have to go to the Bhagavatam itself, go to Krishna, go to Bhagavad Gita, read what Krishna says, find out something that he says that will give you the strength, or listen to Srila Prabhupada, and you will find he says so many things, powerful statements. If we collect them like jewels or like medicines, when the time is right, they act to sustain us in a difficult moment. So here is a verse that I have not long known, but I used when I was presenting this subject matter to the devotees. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee. He does it. What kind of devotee? From the truthful devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So properly is a key word here. So we should make a serious effort. I will try my best, and I'm sure that all those who are here will come in the evening and participate as hearers. And together we will try to properly hear and chant this wonderful pastime.
Wonderful.
So this is the real goal of all our endeavors and all our devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.